include reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated is
strictly prohibited.
Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your broadcast tonight, and the start of a new season brings a lot of excitement and energy to the table. It's the beginning of not only a new school year, but new memories that will be told time and time again over the dinner table. Before we know it, the fall colors will be our backdrop, and more layers will be needed to cheer on the boys of fall.
Well, nobody says it better than you, Clark, but this is one of my favorite times of the year, other than golf season, of course, so I can't wait.
And I'm also very excited as we kick off this season. This marks the third season of having the same WLIW sports crew for you to call the game. To the right of me is Dave Hansen, entering his fourth year as in-game analyst. Thank you for taking the time away from the links today.
Enjoy, Clark. We always have a good time, and it is a good time getting to know some of these kids and seeing all our local athletes in the area perform their best.
And to my left, it is a pleasure to give our director of sports information back for his third season, making the trek all the way from Livonia, Michigan, Doug Cole.
Thanks, Clark. It's great to be back for a third season with WLEW Sports. Looking forward to another fun football season.
Yes, indeed. And Doug is an integral part of our broadcast, handling all the statistic duties in real time on both sides of the ball, as well as being my spotter, since 27 stat categories isn't enough for him to do at the same time. And also back this year is our director of social media and media relations, Kayla Carson. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us tonight. She is just 8 days away from tying the knot and is out in Nevada for the weekend. She'll return next week as we travel to Ubley. So, of course, you can check us out on Twitter and Facebook to receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. Just search for WLEW Sports, and we'll do the rest. Dave Hansen is charged with that test tonight, so don't take it easy on him tonight.
Yeah, bear with us, folks.
Up next in our WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll host our famed media roundtable and see if Dave Hansen can defend his 2014 title. Keep it locked on. Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 23rd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 13th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and C-Wing has a huge selection of pre-owned cars and trucks on the lot, and they're in a dealing mood. Here's Rod Teets.
Hi, this is Rod Teets over at More Shoreline and C-Wing. I have a 2003 Mercury Marquis. 91,000 miles, it's locally owned, has dual power leather seats, very nice condition. I have an asking price on it of $59.80. If you come in and see me on this vehicle, I'll cut the price. $500.
And that's just the beginning. So go see Rod Teets at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 Saturday. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farming.
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Follow us on Twitter at WLEW Sports. Like us on Facebook. Just search for WLEW Sports. Or stream live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight as the Harbor Beach Pirates play host to the Bad Axe Hatchets. Both teams undefeated at this point as we enter week number one of the MHSA football season. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLAW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today via text from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's Paul Adams, without a nickname today because he's not here. And I also forgot to think of one. And of course, I could have, yeah. And of course, our in-game analyst for WLAW Sports, Dave Hansen. Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, well, we'll worry about that when I finally get Dave his trophy from last year.
That's right.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLAW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. And since Mr. Hansen is our defending champion for the 2014 season, the tea is yours.
Well, thank you, Clark. Paul, I know you're listening out there, and yes, I did try to get an advantage on you this week, and Clark was not very receptive to that idea, so I'm on an island here. If I remember correctly, last year's game was 48-0, if I'm
correct.
Not mistaken.
Yes, that is correct.
I do think it's going to be a closer game, however, I do think that this game still will be somewhat lopsided. I like the home team in this one. I will take Harbor Beach. I know there's some question marks at quarterback, and they have some other positions to fill. I still have concerns with Bad Axe on defense. We know Tommy Morneau and company can score. However, I think Harbor Beach's defense, very excellent. It never changes. They always have a good D. I have a score of 40-14.
40-14.
A 26-point differential, Clark.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Dave, Paul sent me his via text.
Okay.
This is what he said. Hold on, let me pull it up here. Tonight's pick, he's saying he's going with Harbor Beach, and Bad Axe should be improved and will move the ball. These are Paul's words.
Okay.
But Harbor Beach is still the king of the mountain and should be reloaded for another run. Harbor Beach 42, Bad Axe 12. So he's saying a 30-point differential.
So
you have the under.
So I have the under. Okay.
Looks like I've got Bad Axe.
Yes, you do.
And, of course, if there is a tie in any situation, whether it be in team and or point differential, which is not the case tonight, whoever scores closest to the actual score based on the game's winning team will be used to deem the week's winner. But we'll see what happens.
All right.
Later on. Let's take a look around the area of games that went on last night and tonight. Apparently, it's optional if you want to play on Thursday or Friday these days. and you can still wear white. That's the issue. It's before Labor Day.
Absolutely. Any team can play when they want to now. So,
well,
over half of them did.
Well, it looks like the NBA got an early start to their season last night in New Haven, Michigan, as the Owen Gage Bulldogs took out the New Haven Merit, whatever they are, 72-42. A lot of defense in that one.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. I think it's 8 on no one, apparently, so.
And the other games going on last night, Ubley over Tawas going out with a 1-0 victory or 1-0 start on their season. Ubley 36, Tawas 12.
Yeah, it sounds like Ubley really had things going early in that game. I actually seen Coach Kaufman today, and he said that he was very happy with their start. They stumbled a little bit last year out of the gate against Tawas, actually losing that game last year, so they went down to Tawas and beat them on their own turf last night. Very excited about what his team's going to have going forward this year.
And Lakers and KPAC faced off last night, and the Lakers squashed them 21-0, a first shutout, and actually no scoring in that second half at all. Lakers came out, was leading 7-0.